Pass me a beer.
Like a man, working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
You know who I am?
No, I don't.
Would you mind asking around?
Sign this petition and save the trees.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, sign this petition to save the world from nuclear holocaust.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, they're gonna raise our beer tax 2 cents.
Oh, my God! This has to be stopped!
I really love to drink beer.
If you don't love beer, you don't drink it. But I love it.
Pretty women make us buy beer. Ugly women make us drink beer.
Having so much fun. I didn't know it was 1:30. Turn around, I had one more. I looked at the clock and it was 4:30. Hey, bartender.
One beer.
Hey, bartender.
Two beers.
Draw 1, 2, 3 more glasses of beer.
Billy Carter, Jimmy Carter's brother, had his beer. Maybe Hillary should have her own brand, too.
Thank you!
Get me another beer.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. Being generous is good financial planning. The story's told of an old miser who was about to die, put all of his money in a large chest in the attic, just above his bedroom, so he could take it with him on his way to heaven. After he died, his wife and son climbed into the attic where they found his chest full of money. His wife turned to her son and said, "I told that old fool to put it in the basement." Well, the truth is, it wouldn't have mattered where the miser put his money, because 1 Timothy 6:7 reminds us, we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. Or as financial planner Larry Burkett once said, "Do your giving while you're living, so you won't be crying when you're dying." Is there someone I can help today? Am I being as generous as I need to be? Since I can't take it with me, I can use my money to make the most of opportunities to help others today. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor, Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. When it comes to refinancing or purchasing a home, we at Alabama Home Mortgage understand that time is money. Before you call a bank or 1-800 number, give me, Kim Williams, a call at 567-4223. Mega banks can be mega slow. Alabama Home Mortgage can close your loan in 30 days or less. That's right, you heard me, 30 days or less. We work with a sense of urgency, so if you're refinancing, then the savings begin sooner. Or if you're purchasing, then you can move within the month. Don't let those banks drag you along. Experience the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to let the savings begin. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money and time you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
It's always great to do business with people who appreciate you. And that's how you're going to feel when you choose Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto for service on your car. By the way, they do honor those service insurance policies. And Don Duncan is also your first choice for real wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires. And they frequently have special closeout deals. Just stop by and ask at one of their two locations. At Don Duncan, if you need an accommodation, a ride back to work, or a pickup, so you can get back with your vehicle, just let them know. Order it up, and they're happy to accommodate. In the meantime, master certified technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics, make sure your car is properly diagnosed and the service that you need is exactly what you need. If it's just an oil change and a tire rotation, they can do that for you, too. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, downtown at 408 Madison and 2700 Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Simply the best.
Whether it's a gift for him, her, or a romantic couples massage for the two of you, there's no better way to celebrate love than a special Valentine's retreat for the true romantic at Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon on Highway 14 in Prattville. Call 365-5559 or go to smartskinspasalon.com.
Caterers,
setting up.
DJ,
spinning oldies all night.
Gift,
their favorite jazz album, signed.
Total party cost,
$550. Just send me your half with Zelle.
Oh, Zelle. That's already in my Wells Fargo mobile app. Sending money now.
Great. Mom and Dad's 25th anniversary is going to be perfect.
Send and receive money from just about anyone with a U.S.-based bank account. Wells Fargo, building better every day. Not available with opportunity checking or opportunity savings accounts. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, Wells Fargo Bank, and a member FDIC.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast for the week ahead continues to be very spring-like. No signs of winter yet. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Small shower risk tonight and tomorrow. In fact, they'll be widely scattered across the area. Low temperature tonight, 56. Tomorrow's high around 71. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, still a mostly cloudy day with a slight chance of showers both days. 71 Wednesday, 74 on Thursday. And I think we're still in the low 70s Friday with a small shower risk. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you stay ahead of weather changes with hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. And when you take it on the road, the app knows where you are. It'll give you the watches and warnings for your area. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Monday, it's Monday, Monday, it's Monday.
I need to get out of bed. I gotta go to work, shake the cobwebs from my head. I can't find my keys again. I don't want to have to call an Uber now instead.
I found my keys, now I'm spilling all my coffee. No time for breakfast, I gotta get to my car. Rushing through traffic, I almost hit a mailbox. Swerving from lane to lane, I'm running a red light. Pulling my car to the parking lot, I can't find a place to park it. Did not get to work on time, today must be Monday.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here at the Acme Dating Service, we have sworn to find a date for Emily Hayes, and we're still looking. Still looking. Today we have assembled a panel of likely candidates. Bachelor number one, do you like the song Africa by Toto?
No.
Bachelor number two, do you like Mardi Gras?
How about no?
Bachelor number three, do you like 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, you guys can go.
What are we going to do now?
I don't know. I've worked hard on this case. It's been so long since you had a date, I don't know what to do.
Don't be mad at me.
Oh, well, I'm not mad at you. How are you holding up?
And I've gone flipping mental. I have lost it.
Oh, we've tried the magic eight ball, the Ouija board. We tried science.
Science.
Yep.
Science.
I've asked everyone to go out with you, except Ramon the janitor.
Ooh, I want to slap you right now.
Who do I look like? Jay Scott. Hey, Ramon. You want to go out with Emily Hayes?
Yes, I'm sorry. I do not speak English, okay?
I think I got a bite. Emily, don't do nothing till you hear from me.
Cool.
Ramon. Hello, sucker.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Yeah! It is the big broadcast. We call it Happy Hour. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Good to have you with us.
You guys suck.
Sorry you're having a rough Monday. My name is Greg Lavelle. I'm your gracious host. My Tomalike sidekick, Joey, you soon too.
And here they are.
Please clap.
Wednesday, tax guy is going to be here.
Ah.
Steve Durow.
Nice.
And there's a, well, first of all, he'll be looking forward, you know, on how this tax cut's going to trickle down and so forth. But any questions about last year? I'm still not sure. I know they sent me one. I guess we have to show that we had health insurance still through last year.
Yes.
Is that still in place?
Yes, yes.
Well, good. I got it. I haven't lost it yet. And any other questions you might have as we have, but I'm going to have mine filed, like, I think by Saturday, which is...
That's a really?
It's
you?
A record for me. But, I, you know, the main reason I want to get it done so early is I should get some kind of a refund. I have no idea what. A few hundred, maybe $1,000. I have no idea. But I want to get it before the wedding.
Right, right.
I went suit shopping. Yeah, uh-huh. I had the hospice fundraiser at the Montgomery Country Club Saturday night, which was a great event, and met so many people that listened to the show. A lot of good Joey compliments, too.
Oh, yes. Well, I like to keep, I don't know, I don't want to be overexposed. People have been trying to get me to go to, like, events. And if it's a really good cause, sure, like hospice was, but... Like parties and stuff, there are people there who know you. It's like, no, I want to leave them guessing. I'm not that impressive in person.
Well, you know, it's not that we put on an act here, but this is our comfort zone.
Exactly.
This is where we get to be who we are.
Yeah.
And that can run anything from manic crazy to just whatever.
Mellow.
And I have such a good time here twice a day. I don't feel like I need to go anywhere at the end of the day to have a good time, which is why I have great empathy for people, because I did those jobs during the, when I was mounting. Well, that sounds more exciting than it should be. You should never use mounting as a action verb. As I was building my comeback from the gutters of alcoholism, and I did jobs like waiting tables, and yes, even telemarketing, and working my way up through that, I appreciated the brutality of an 8-hour workday with scheduled breaks and all that kind of stuff. Question?
No. Somebody needs to be redirected to the front desk.
Oh. Well, we're happy to do
that. We're not the secretaries for a... every single department here at the business. We love all departments.
So the market was up 400 today. But the media is all over that, huh?
Oh, sure.
All the gloom and I mean, they must have been, you know, changing their underwear every 20 minutes when the market was plunging, because obviously... Why is it? It's hot in here.
You're hot?
I'm hot.
Man.
70. That's way too warm. Come on, kick in, please. Help me.
Oh, there's another call coming.
Oh, that must be another person looking, maybe. For somebody they have to contact through the business line. So that was good news today. So between today and Friday, when it went up a few hundred, it's gained back about 700 of what was lost. So that's good news. And I'm sure the media will ignore it completely, because it doesn't play. Right now, they're busy spanking their monkeys over North Korea. What a great country, huh? I mean, yeah, the leader just randomly murders people he doesn't like, and sure, the people there have nothing to eat. But let's blow smoke up Kim Jong-un's sister's ass, because... And Whoopi Goldberg, you're a disgusting, despicable bitch. You are.
What did Whoopi do? I didn't see this.
She was... Hang on, let me get it off Truth Feed, because that's where I saw it. And again, another sign that she praised... I guess he's a gay Olympic skater,
mm-hmm,
who wanted to make some kind of a protest at the Olympics. Let me get the story. If I play the audio, my head will explode and that'll be the end of the show. The ladies on The View discussing openly gay Olympic figure skater Adam Rippon and his repeated attacks on Vice President Mike Pence, which, of course, they completely supported. But Whoopi took it a step further by comparing Pence's views on homosexuality to Nazi-like behavior. Once again, here we go again with the Nazi. The Nazi was the last guy. The guy that used government agencies to coerce, to menace people, to shut down opinions that didn't agree with his brilliance. Did you see those new paintings, the portraits of the Obamas?
Oh, yes. Obama's looked all right. I don't know. Something went wrong with the
shadows. I thought Obama's portrait was a picture of him sitting in front of the trillions of dollars he wasted, pissed away. Where's by the way, the... Does anybody bother to look into where all that money went? He doubled the debt in his presidency, and I have no idea what we got for it. Nothing. So anyway, the photograph or painting or whatever it is, the First Lady, Michelle, that doesn't even look like her. Horrible stuff. But small potatoes when you look at the big picture of things. 18 minutes after 3. By the way, we have the Baumhauer's Big Shot contest continuing. So
yes,
if you want in, you just need to let us know your month and date of birth, along with your first name. It's Andy, our first caller of the week.
Hey, Greg. How are you? Joey? How are you?
Joey?
Yeah, I'm good.
I wanted to put in a good word for one of your sponsors, if I may.
Please do.
I carried my daughter. She's a 22-year-old, airman first class of the 187th.
Hey.
And she wanted to buy a vehicle, and we went to Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, and they treated us very fair, or treated her very fairly. She bought the car. And
I'm so happy. What did she get?
Nissan Sentra.
Was it from the under 10 category, or was it because
she it was a little over 10, but it was I mean, you know, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
It still had factory warranty. She got a real good deal on it, but it wasn't much over 10. So
that's very close to what I did. You know, I bought a Signature pre-owned Rogue, only had a few thousand miles on it, but you're able to get that full, if you know, warranty, the original warranty that comes with it. Plus, if you want to run a full bumper to bumper for 100,000 miles, it's not that much more expensive.
And she did that because she's a young person planning on keeping the vehicle, and she did do that.
Well,
they worked with her. She had a car that she wanted, had a few more bells and whistles, but it was more than her budget. And they went and found her another one, and she was pleased with it and bought it. So they worked with her, and it was a really nice experience. Really was.
Andy, you have no idea how much I appreciate this call, and please thank her for her service to our country.
Well, I will, and I have one other thing.
Yes.
Every time I go in Costco, I look for the Roz, and last night, I got to meet the Roz, and I just missed you. You were just there having a Sunday dinner with her, but before I saw her name tag, she was bright smile and greeted us well, and I looked and saw her name, and I said, "Oh, you're the Roz." And she said, "Yes, I'm the Roz."
I tell you, she comes home with more feedback from her work at Costco. She's like the ultimate focus group or something. I mean, people look, they know she works there, so they look her up, go through her line, and they always leave comments and suggestions and just greetings, general greetings. Most of the time, that's what it is.
Well, I've met you before, and you clearly outpicked your cover.
It's true.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah. Have a good day, Greg.
You did notice. You did notice she wears glasses, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah.
Well, I have to accept who I am.
Are you suggesting that she had true 20/20 vision? She would have opted out.
Looks aren't everything, Joey.
Fair enough. I'm not saying they are. It's what you said. I didn't say anything.
I know what I said. 3:21 is the time, and that's great, man. We're so grateful when you choose to use our sponsors, because they are the people that keep this radio station, all of us, not just me, but all of us on the air. And I love hearing that you went to Jack Ingram. We are three-time purchasers at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. But the guy I wanted to tell you about right now, the guy, it's a group, Mr. Electric. There is no one specific Mr. Electric. It's a team of master electricians who are the best at what they do, and they've got a great opportunity. You've heard stories from within our station family and then in the news about electrical fires, and they're absolutely devastating. Look at Mr. Sandman. It's taken him half a year to completely come back from the one that devastated his store on Atlanta Highway. But that was the cause. What can you do about it? Well, preventive care is the best step, and to call in one of Mr. Electric's master electricians to go through, especially if you live in an older home. We're having this done at our house for $199. They come in and they go through everything. And if there's something that doesn't look right or the wiring is old, that can also be a cause. Breaker boxes that need replacement, any number of things. If there's a problem, they can solve it. And here's something you'll appreciate, several things you'll appreciate. First of all, on time, texts and phone calls to make sure you know they're on the way so you're not sitting there. They don't give you a window like, we'll be there between 1 and 5. Well, that's great. That doesn't work. That is not how they do it. When they arrive, they bring a mat to the front door so they can wipe their feet. Then they put covers on the shoes. And if you need an installation, a ceiling fan or any type of electrical installation, you get upfront pricing, no surprises. And if there's any drilling or mess that's created from the installation, they clean it up for you. So all you're left with is the result you called and asked for. That's how they do it, and they're really excellent. So if you don't have a go-to electrician, Mr. Electric of Montgomery is an outstanding choice. Dan Black's put together a great team of master electricians there, and their number's 269-8886. That's 269-8886, or go to MrElectric.com.
And before we get to Randall, we have a traffic update.
Well, let's get it on the radio.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
This is from Jay Scott himself. He was going on 65 North. Nobody's on the scene yet. It looks like it's an overturned truck or van. 65 North, right past, I guess it's the Clay Street exit that would take you downtown in Montgomery. So right after that 85-65 interchange going 65 North, there's an overturned vehicle, and it's sure to back things up. So be careful, folks.
I can't think of a worse location to have an overturned vehicle just as we're heading into the afternoon rush. So especially those of you who work downtown for the government may want to seek an alternate route. We'll get an update from Rick Walker in just a moment, or as we've started calling him, Rick.
Waka, waka.
Now we go to Randall.
Yeah, good evening, fellas. I just wanted to, man, who was best off sponsors. I've been saying I was going to do this until I got the names, where I could call the names, but it's Adam's Drugs, man. I mean, there's so much you can say about them, but this in particular kind of Baron brought to my attention when I mentioned something that happened. The one in Prattville, this was about 8 years ago, and or maybe a little longer, I had five doctors, and I saw one every month, and the rest of them every 3 months. And two of them was giving me a medicine. One of them was trying to, solve the seizures, and one of them was working on a different part of the body. I thought it was something to do with cancer, but I wanted to get all that stuff, but I ain't too sure. So one of the medicines that two doctors gave me was mixed inside my body, inducing seizures. So all the medicine, so it kind of, and the pharmacy called it the man in Prattville. It was before the lady who moved to the Adams and Millbrook. It was the man before her, or it could have been like 10 years ago. But I wanted to get the names. I love them to death. I mean, if it wasn't been for them, and this is before the doctors took around iPads room to room and it was connected straight to your drugstore, But I'm glad I was using one store all my life, because if I wouldn't have, I don't know what might have happened. I might not woke up from one of them. So I love Adam Drug, and thank y'all.
Appreciate the call, Randall.
Yeah, his point's a good one. If you're on several medications or multiple doctors, having a pharmacist you can consult, like at Adams Drugs, is very, very useful and very important.
My guy's Lamar. He is brilliant. Love him. And if you're not sure what over-the-counter, if you're showing symptoms, they can consult with you on that as well. Well, this is wonderful.
Yeah. Start.
Now, we have Valentine's Day coming up Wednesday. And, yes, we are going to be at Baumhauer's Wednesday, and we're going to show some love
Are you going to be, well, you already have a significant other. Should I wear purple?
Is that, what is that for?
Well, royalty, number one. But, yeah, people who are, I guess, single, I think women do it.
Sure, sports and purple.
But as soon as I said all that, I'm like, oh, crap. I thought I could make that leap and land on that ledge. Seems I'm falling into the abyss.
Why not? You're, first of all, you're a millennial, mm-hmm. and purple is Barney the Dinosaur's color.
It's also Prince's color.
And since you brought it up,
oh no,
let's bring in the King of Purple to explain Valentine's Day.
Hi, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about Valentine's Day. There's a girl that you like. She's passing out Valentines to the whole class. She's spreading love. You're the only kid who didn't get one. This situation makes you wish Cupid or anyone would just drive an arrow right through your lonely beating heart. Why do we have a Valentine's Day? It's to make you ashamed of never ever going on a date and worry about dying alone. Don't worry, kids. Eventually, you'll just settle and live a miserable coexistence with someone you never had anything in common with. Just like your parents. Barney loves you.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dent it, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club, so you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No single artist embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day like Gordon Lightfoot.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes the melody from the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and passionately embraces your favorite love songs in his new album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Valentine's Day.
Dear Bahar, wherever you are, I know that my heart will go on.
Yes. Canada's most intimate singer, Gordon Lightfoot, will put you in the mood for love with this Elvis Presley classic.
Take my heart, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Turn up the passion and turn down the lights with Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this Marvin Gaye favorite.
'Cause when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
Gordon Lightfoot will tug at your heartstrings and pierce your eardrums with Whitney Houston's most famous love song. It's cheaper than a dozen roses, and you'll want to keep it around almost as long. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Ah, shut up.
Just a couple of things. We had a listener call in. In fact, it was Jay Scott, the Dancing Jay Bear. And then Rick, doing again. Man, I can't keep up with this. Rick
Waka Waka
says via text direct to the studio.
Okay.
The overturned vehicle is in the dead center of 65 South. This is by Clay Street. If you get to either of the outside or inside lanes, you can ease by it at the moment. But eventually, you know what's going to happen. They're going to call a tow truck in, and they'll probably block the whole damn thing. And Jay sent a photo of it. And this car, I don't know how this driver managed this one, but it's like on its side.
Hmm.
In the middle of the road.
So it's southbound?
Southbound 65.
Okay. All right.
This is what Rick...
Waka waka!
...says. And then I got a note from my buddy Jim Smith from Adams Drug. He says, the pharmacist who was at Prattville when Randall went was Carl Bledsoe, and he is now retired. So all I got to do is put it out there, and I'm getting answers. Did something Saturday that, gosh, I used to do it all the time. You know, when I had dumb money and I could go out and spend $1,000 for a nicely tailored Italian suit. But I've got to get something I can wear that looks good for the wedding, so that when I faint and I fall face first in the mud and they pick me up, at least most of me will match. It's only 7 weeks now.
Are you going to... It's a two-piece or a three-piece or...
I may go three.
I like the three-piece idea because the vest, the waistcoat, it's kind of like a male corset.
Yeah, I'm hoping they can make it out of spandex for me and hold my fat belly in. How about that?
It's like male Spanx.
There'll be a male Spanx in here in a minute. So, the boss's wife.
Yeah.
The former Miss Jennifer
Roy
suggested the locker room.
Mm.
And it was right on the way to the country club.
It's a fantastic place.
Listen to me. Right on the way to the country club. It was for the hospice benefits.
It's Carter Hill and Mulberry Street.
Yeah. And so I stopped by there and looked at a lot of... I haven't shopped, like, you know, for a suit in ages. And so I took pictures of palettes of suit types and colors. Texted him to Goose and said, what do you think? You know, take your time, but which one do you think would look good? And like 10 seconds later, charcoal melange.
Mm.
I don't even know what that is.
Charcoal melange.
So we got the color picked out, and I would like to get a vest. I used to wear a vest all the time. And it would look great with these sweatpants I have on, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at charcoal melange now. That is that's a tasty color.
As I was getting measured and he was making notes of the numbers.
Oh, my God.
Okay. But quite the excitement when I first walked in the door.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
I'm getting a body like him. 335, here is Gene.
Greg.
Hi.
How's Rich Thomas doing?
Rich is considering how far he's had to travel and what he's had to confront and deal with. I think he's doing very well.
Does he have family out there?
He's got a nephew that's helping him, yes.
Okay. Well, I was just worried about him.
We've all been worried about him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a million miles. He's on the other side of the country.
I know. I got some family members out in California today, too.
But he has... Rich is an incredibly organized person. So... Taking on something like this, even though he didn't really know where to start, he's managed it incredibly well.
How old was his brother?
68.
68. God love him.
And a Purple Heart recipient.
Oh. From where?
Vietnam.
Oh, bless his heart.
Mm. And Rich has another brother, Hal, who is at rest at Arlington Cemetery.
Oh, no.
He sent us over the weekend, you know, he stayed in touch with us, the He sent a couple of pictures of his brothers and him when they were little.
Uh-huh.
And they look like they're going to come out of my family photo album. Just,
did they? I bet they were beautiful.
In one word?
Adorable.
They really were.
Okay. I was just worried about him.
We all worry about him.
All right.
He's trying to get, he wants to get back and be back on the morning show on Friday. And it's Rich, this is an extraordinary circumstance. You know, I know he's doing the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in and around all the other stuff he's got to, I said, just come back when you're ready. Don't.
All right. Well, give him my love.
I will.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
We all love him. I wish I could share some of the three. Well, we have a group text that we use when we all want to communicate with each other. Emily should be back tomorrow. She'll be looking forward to that.
Yay, fun.
Should be a blast.
Yeah. Wow, look at the picture of this car. That is, that on 65 South, standing, I mean, propped up on its side. That's a very well-balanced vehicle there, and a very unpopular driver. I might recommend, if you're the driver of that vehicle, once they get it rewrited, if it's not totaled, we've got the place for you to take that to get it fixed. That's Montgomery Paint and Body. Why would you go anywhere else? When you've been in a wreck, it's a hassle. It's a bureaucracy. It's one thing after the other. Almost to the point where it seems like, is this ever going to end? Well, Montgomery Paint and Body knows this. So when your car is entrusted to them and your insurance company, if your insurance company said don't take it there, I would fire your insurance company immediately because they don't know what they're talking about. But I don't know that that's ever happened. In fact, the reputation, we had to get my stepson's car fixed, just a couple of right rear quarter panel. And I said, now we have some preferred body shops on our list here. I said, Montgomery Paint and Body. And oh, great. They're on the list. I said, they should be at the top of that list. And then knowing all the stuff you go through following an accident, your fault or otherwise, you're represented with an automobile that looks as beautiful as it did the day you saw it. Almost unrecognizably good looking. Sort of like me after the cosmetic surgery I'm having in 3 weeks. And to throw that in. So when you need your car to look as good as new, maybe better, that is not just an innocuous saying that I say to hear myself talk. That is the outcome you can depend on at Montgomery Paint and Body, the Turner family business for three decades. 27 Wreck with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Now, let's get the full update from Rick.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Waka waka.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A little update on that accident on 65. It is northbound on 65 at Clay Street. There is a pickup truck that has overturned. It's right in the dead center of the travel lanes. If you go on either side of it right now before they start closing things down to get the people out of this vehicle, you can probably ease by on either side, but it is right in the middle of the travel lane, so be very careful if you're coming through that way. Again, that's on 65 North at Clay Street. Mini-term B classes begin March 7th at Trenum State. Register, get your financial assistance started now. Trenum State, the college for real careers, 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast for the week ahead continues to be very spring-like. No signs of winter yet. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Small shower risk tonight and tomorrow. In fact, they'll be widely scattered across the area. Low temperature tonight, 56. Tomorrow's high around 71. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, still a mostly cloudy day with a slight chance of showers both days. 71 Wednesday, 74 on Thursday. And I think we're still in the low 70s Friday with a small shower risk. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you stay ahead of weather changes with hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. And when you take it on the road, the app knows where you are. It'll give you the watches and warnings for your area. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home.
So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever. An engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Chili's wants to know, when was the last time you had a great lunch?
When was the last time you had a great lunch?
Oh, and we're singing too.
We go way back, baby, back with our singing.
Yeah, we do, but lunch is our thing too.
We've got 10 lunches for just $7.
Burgers, quesadillas, just $7 for lunch.
Just $7 for 10 awesome lunches.
It's even better when you say it that way.
It's pretty much the same thing, but I flipped it. Chili's is back, baby, back, baby, back.
With lunch for $7.
Or take Chili's lunch to go. Baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii, not available in Alaska and Canada.
The growing season is over, but before you know it, you'll have to take care of your lawn and landscaping again. Time to call J&S Professional Lawn Service and let John Cato and the staff give your lawn a winter prep. J&S is a cost-effective, cut-effective service that will beautifully groom your lawn and yard with an edge that stands out above the others. Get ready now. J&S Professional Lawn Service is now accepting commercial and industrial landscaping customers. Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Britannica Films proudly presents The History of Valentine's Day. Saint Valentine was a man decapitated while on the road to Rome.
Hey, Will!
Soldiers then stuck the head back on the body backwards. Hence the expression, headed the wrong way. Valentine's Day was first celebrated by cannibals in the tropics who exchanged chocolate-covered missionaries. In Sweden, young women celebrate by putting on lacy dresses. The men get hearts on their lapels. Meanwhile, in North America, New England grade school children create valentines using paper and glue. In San Francisco, to each his own. Yes, Valentine's Day. A day of violence. Lacy underpants. And diaper dwarfs with bows and arrows. Because a rose by any other name, $25.
Anybody who attended school in the days when they used film in the classroom knows exactly that. That's pretty authentic audio right there on the history of Valentine. We're going to be very Valentine's Day. It's the one I'm looking for here. Intensive.
Mm-hmm.
Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, because Wednesday is Valentine's Day. And yes, our Baumhauer's gathering will convene at its regular time. What better? I mean, it's that whole group is all about love. Wouldn't you want to be with love, with the rest of the gang on?
No.
You don't think?
No.
Well, are you seeing anybody?
No.
Well, then stay alone and stay unhappy.
Yeah, but we're talking about like friendship.
Yeah, and camaraderie.
Not the passion of love.
No. as Huey Lewis in the news once said.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
It looks like Glenn Beck and the Blaze are going down.
Oh, no.
Could you be any less surprised, I ask?
I'm not.
I'm not happy to see anybody go out of business, but I can't think of anybody that earned it more than this guy. Glenn Beck, your downfall came, A, when you got a little bit too full of yourself, for one. He's not on, as far as I know, he's not on Sirius XM anymore.
Oh, really? Wow.
But your downfall, whether you want to admit it or not, began the day you and that idiot on your show were spreading Cheeto dust on your faces. That's when it started, man. There were a lot of people, including me, who said, you, I am not interested in anything you have to say from this point forward, besides Baron Coleman is 100 times more entertaining on the radio than you'll ever be. So it's a self-inflicted wound. I mean, he's already had to lay off considerable numbers of people when he started this whole Blaze thing. The Daily Beast reporting that the Daily Wire, the conservative website hosted by former radio talk host Ben Shapiro, who is a gleaming star in the conservative side of the ledger, and owned by billionaire Texas brothers Dan and Ferris Wilkes, is in talks to buy the Blaze from Glenn Beck. Probably get a real good price for it, too, given how much he's... It's been hit by layoffs and management changes in recent years. Among the site's offerings are syndicated radio shows with Doc Thompson and Bat Gray, as well as replays of Beck's and Buck Sexton's premier network shows and podcast demand. And so many people care about this story, there's not even one comment posted.
Okay, so
has anybody ever fallen off the face of the earth faster than this guy?
Yeah, well, it sounds like he... Okay, you can't... It's one. If he had just focused on the radio show, I think he'd still be up there. But
we dumped him here because his ratings were awful.
Right, his ratings did not do well in Alabama. I was one of the few people in Alabama who loved his show when it was dropped.
I did too at first.
Yeah.
I'm going back to 2007 and 8 now.
But he started to go, okay, not only is he doing a radio show for 3-4 hours a day, he started doing the show on Fox. And then he took a leap from there thinking, oh, all these support networks around me doing the show and the show on Fox, I can do it all myself and own everything and hire and fire program directors and news directors. And he took on way too much. So it sounds like they're going to get money guys to come in and save his ass from fire. And hopefully he'll just focus on radio.
Well, he is certainly... I mean, look, I pretty much network in a very conservative universe. Mm. His name never comes up.
Oh, no, I used... and here
the Blaze used to be a go-to website.
Then, yeah.
Remember they had ads that you could not get rid of?
Well, I used...
It took
I was
20 minutes to get to a story.
I'll put it this way. I was one of the original Blaze subscribers. When Beck moved off Fox, I followed him, and I subscribed to the Blaze. I don't think I've watched a Blaze program, whether it's Beck's radio show or his nightly show or whatever, in a year or two. They just lost me. And it's not like it was some big decision. I wasn't that upset about them mocking Trump. It was more like there didn't seem to be any direction to where they were going. And I got a little too tired of the uber religiosity that Beck would filter through his own ego. And I don't know.
Well, it wasn't like you were allowed to have an alternate opinion. And quite frankly, Trump has accomplished a lot of what Glenn Beck seemed to advocate over the years. What is this? Oh, it's an actual video of the overturned vehicle.
Wow.
By the way, that was on northbound.
65 northbound, yes.
Which is what we said the first time.
Well, and here's the lesson. Glenn Beck is great when he's having fun. When him and Pat and Stu and Jeffy are just sitting around having fun.
When he's being the Stay Puft Marshmallow guy.
It's hilarious.
That.
But when he got a little too, like you said, and he started believing his own crap, it was a little much.
I think... What's this? We had a power... And how did you learn on what? On WoW?
Really?
That's what it says. I got this from Kirk. Yeah, it says here that...
WoW!
There was a fiber optic cut in the Chicago area. a backhoe, meaning the farm equipment and not somebody that's...
Right.
It says if people have trouble phoning into your show today, blame Chicago.
Wow, so somebody was doing groundwork with a backhoe and cut the wrong part of the ground.
You know, they do have maps where all this stuff is buried.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't even plant a garden in my bag. I didn't until I knew where the cable wires were and stuff like that. I didn't want to cut off MeTV to...
That's your solace.
East of the Rockies brought by a book by Eli Gold. Bears Boys.
Yeah.
The Bear. Being a Bear Bryant. Chapter one is Bob Baumhauer.
Really?
Yeah. It tells the story of... are these done in like alphabetical order? I guess they kind of are. Yeah.
That's cool. Quote,
I wanted to be great at something. So I thought I might read some of this today on the air.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to hear that story about Bob from that perspective. Gold certainly has the perspective.
So we have the... Yes, he does. All right. So the other story that's weird, Vanessa Trump, the president's daughter-in-law, taken to a Manhattan hospital as a precaution today after a suspicious letter containing an unidentified white powder was sent to her apartment. The letter was addressed to Donald Trump Jr. And his ex-wife, Ivana. After the letter was opened, three people of the residence were taken to New York Presbyterian Cordell Medical Center. Strictly as a precaution, said the New York City Fire Department, no indication anyone suffered injuries. But that, when was the last time we heard about one of these powder in the envelope stories? Been a while. But it is also the lead story on Drudge. The market had a pretty good day. Oh, we made him our morning maroon today. This idiot on NBC.
Hmm.
This is how eager they are to not just hurt Trump, but to denigrate this country. This is the moron that said... In fact, I could bring up delicious audio and play it. They pulled him off the Olympics. He said, every Korean will tell you that Japan is a cultural, technological, and economic example that's been important to their own transformation. Said Ramo, who sits on the board of Starbucks and FedEx while working as a CEO of former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger's consulting firm. The comment he made was about Japan occupying Korea. Was it from like 1915 till the end of World War II?
Right.
Well, it wasn't an occupation. They murdered, executed, enslaved Korean people, and to this day, the Koreans hate Japan.
The Japanese conquered most of Asia, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, okay, we're the boss now. They came in and they brutalized. I mean, just it was, in fact, somebody said there is nobody alive in Korea today that doesn't have an ancestor or someone in their family history that wasn't murdered by the Japanese.
Well, and then go ask the Chinese how they feel about the Japanese, too.
Yeah, no, that was brought up this morning.
Yeah.
So we had that moment of imbecility. He is no longer making comments, Joshua Rommel. And then... God, to think I almost dated her once. Katie Couric.
Oh, Lord.
Stupid. Stupid that the people in, the Dutch figure skaters are great because the canals over there freeze and they have to ice skate to work. Katie.
How did you ever get so stupid?
No, I mean, honestly, that's exactly what she said. And she got called out for it. Of course, she's still there. She's their little darling. You know, she was used to sit on President Obama's lap. God only knows what else.
It seems like a comedy punchline, what she said. Like,
what did they use? Wooden skates? Are you going to tell us that next? I mean, come on. And then, of course, the tongue up the ass of the sister of Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Really? Do you really hate our country and Donald Trump that much that you would find reasons to glorify her at the expense of our own vice president? The same guy you ridiculed for making a statement that he would not have dinner in public with a woman other than his wife unless his wife was there. And then what happened 2 weeks after that, media? You ass and holes. Me too. Harvey Weinstein. And now, and I want to talk about that a little bit because there's been a lot of pushback on Me Too now, describing it as a witch hunt, and where's, you know, do you have proof? Because we're hearing a lot of stories about so-and-so did this 20, 30 years ago. Well, that was, doesn't make it right, but if it happened, it was a different time, a different culture. You should have said something then, if it was that bad. So, if it's going on in a more recent vintage, and I can understand people, I got harassed. I told you that story, right?
Yeah. You did.
It's not good enough to make
it. It was when you were in the stand-up studio, right?
Stand-up studio.
Yeah.
And I got pantsed by a coworker who also was had a management title. And when I didn't go in for the...
You were under her?
When I didn't take the bait...
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was. When I didn't take the bait, she got a little testy with me. Don't you feel sorry for me?
No!
Okay. But you do believe the story.
Yes!
Thank you. Everybody sounds angry today, don't they?
They do.
One thing that's happening is our economy starts reacting to real fundamental principles and not 8 years of suppressed interest rates, artificial stimulants, and so forth, is that interest rates will grow naturally. We're not talking about Jimmy Carter interest rates where you could buy a house and 16% was a good mortgage interest rate. Those days are not going to come back. But a quarter point can make a difference, 20, 30 bucks a month, depending on how much house you're looking to buy. So there is some urgency to calling Morris Capuano now at Renaissance Bank, a partnership that he's created because in teaming up with Renaissance, he's been able to offer so many more programs, especially for those who have less than stellar credit or very little to put down on a home. You're in. You have a chance to get in on home ownership. Even if you don't meet the standard traditional criteria, you can still get in. But you got to call them at 409-9300 and get the ball rolling on one of those mortgages. That's 409-9300. Morris works so hard, and he'll, you know, whatever your situation is, take it, and he'll work until he gets you done. If he can't get you a yes on the first try, he'll tell you, here's what we need to do, and he will get you a yes eventually. That's Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, 409-9300. And again, the number, what number am I looking for? Not the NMLS number. I got that. I gave the phone number, right?